Well, we often review travel and guidebooks here, but this time something a little different. Cam Jeffries has been a travel writer for over 20 years, working for some of the biggest names in publishing. His book, Greetings From, gives an insight into the life of a travel writer, something many people would view as a dream job. Cam writes about what it's really like to be out on the road discovering new destinations and how the whole industry's changed with the dawn of the internet. I ask Cam, what makes a good travel writer?
I think a good travel writer is probably a writer first and a traveler second. Someone who can capture a place with words. It's actually very, very hard to do, so having a writing background will make that easier. But I think that a really good travel writer needs to be able to take themselves out of the story. And depending on what the angle of the story is, the writer shouldn't make themselves central to it unless the experience is that good that it should be central. But I think a really good travel writer really focuses on the place and what you can experience there.
Cam says it helps to ignore cliches about a destination and write about something unexpected.
I don't mind the stereotypical experience. I think that there's a lot to be gained from experiencing what you expect, and there's also a lot to be gained from being surprised by things and completely turned around. So a great example is Germany, and one of the things that really surprised me about Germany are the German people, who I came here expecting to be very dull and humorless and on time, and they are completely the opposite to that.
Cam's most successful stories have been about things people didn't know about a destination. A good example is Berlin.
One story I wrote about Berlin 10 years ago, which still remains really popular, is about the tunnels there and all the bunkers of Berlin. You can do the bunkers tour and you can go into the tunnels and whatnot. It's not something that lots of people know about Berlin. And I think that that's also one role of a travel writer, is can you go to a city or a place and ferret out some nugget that people didn't really know about before.
I asked him how he finds these unusual aspects of a destination.
I think that it really has a lot to do with luck. Again, the example of Berlin was that I was in this train station at Alexanderplatz. There were all these different green doors, and I was really curious as to where they went. And I found a local worker, sanitation worker, and I asked him, where do these doors go to? And he's told me, oh, yeah, there's this whole labyrinth of tunnels behind that door. And that was just so fascinating that I had to track down the organization and try to find the people who would let me in and go and have a look. And then I found that there was this club that ran tours. So I think it's having an eye for possibility and maybe questioning things like what's down there or what's behind that. But then I think a lot of it has to do with luck.
Cam was once asked to write about the Midwest states of America for The Rough Guide. The area is often dismissed by Americans as the flyover states because they think there's nothing to see, you should just fly over them in a plane. But he said they turned up some really interesting surprises.
I went to South Dakota with very low expectations and came away amazed by what was there. So it's not a place that's high on the list of where to go and what to see in America, but when you're actually there, it's an amazing place. You have Badlands National Park.
Most travellers would recognise the huge carved heads of past presidents at Mount Rushmore, but Cam says few people could point to them on a map.
I thought that Mount Rushmore was somewhere near Washington, D.C., because I thought, okay, the presidents, the capital, the monument must be somewhere nearby, but it's way out in the middle of the Midwest.
Cam says approaching a new destination with the right attitude can help you enjoy it.
I was amazed by Kansas City, the fantastic place. I think it's also a question of your expectations, because if you come to a place with really high expectations, there's a good chance they won't be reached. But if you come in with a really low level, anything above that is going to be a surprise. And that was how it was with Kansas City and a little bit with St. Louis as well.
But Cam says another famous American city, Los Angeles, was a massive disappointment.
I was really stunned by the divide between the haves and the have-nots in LA. It really kind of destroyed this glittering Californian dream that I had in my mind. And all I saw was people who were rich and people who were impoverished and really struggling.
Cam says the internet's brought a huge change to travel writing, with anybody now able to review destinations through sites like TripAdvisor.
The people don't lie, and I think we've reached a point, not only in travel, but in a lot of consumer situations where the reviews of you know, people on the street are actually worth more than professional reviewers.
And while Cam's book is about travel, it's not a typical travel guide. He says it contains personal stories about his years on the road.
So there's one about falling in love in Montreal, for example, and there's also another story about suffering from panic attacks on a train. So there are not necessarily just about I was here and I did this, also about personal development and growing up and learning things, try to become a better person as well. For anybody who's travelled a lot, those elements are essential to travel.
You can get your copy of Greetings From by Campbell Jeffries wherever you buy your books.